Mabel Louise is with us here at 11:15.
Right.
Hello.
I'm here, right behind the computer and my Bible and everything. And it's good to be with you. And you know what? It feels like fall in Wisconsin. I noticed, I went outside yesterday and looked around. I noticed that on the trees are some red and yellow leaves already. And with the cool nights and the warm days, they're going to turn real fast. And even though the summer went by quickly, we can all enjoy the fall season because it's so beautiful. Isn't the Lord good? Give us eyes to see all of his beautiful sceneries. Everywhere you look, you just have to look, don't you? Isn't it awful that we go so fast and with our schedules and busy, 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 that we miss out on seeing the beautiful little things? The Lord's good. Well, in case you were not listening to my last broadcast, I want to take time today to thank each one of you who so generously took part in the Catch and Match fundraiser. Bless you and thank you so much. We are always grateful to you and how you help us stay on the air and get out the gospel. My goodness, we've been on the air since 1973. And I've been broadcasting in this segment since this March 3rd. Of 1973. Our first opening was the last day of December and first day of January. And I didn't start my broadcast until March 3rd. And that's something, been on that long. Well, today my scripture is found in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17. Let me read them to you. I'm going to go to the New International today because it's a little, fits right into my message and a little clearer for us. It starts out by saying, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men. In other words, obey the laws of the land. Whether you are obeying the king as the supreme authority or governors, those who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you can silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as a free man, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. And that is the essence of my broadcast today. We live in a me society, don't we? Everybody trying to do their own thing and really not communicating with each other, even in families today. My son Terry and I were talking before I went on the air about how necessary it is for families to eat the evening meal together, giving the children time to share what happened at school and about their friends and about sports and just relating with each other. I know I remember that those were the times when we as a family could sit around and visit and the children could ask questions. My husband and I could share with them what the Lord had done through us during the day, if we shared Jesus with a lost soul. we would tell the children, and they would be excited with us. And it's so, so very important. So today, I'm going to speak on the subject, Do Manners Matter? It's sad, isn't it, that we have all become too busy and too involved in our own personal schedule that we have sometimes forgotten our manners. I remember the days when I used to go to the doctor or the dentist or to the grocery store, and I would howdy with so many people, friends that I made while there, and friends that I knew beforehand. But today, instead of howdying with each other, like they say in Missouri, you go past each other, say nothing, do nothing. And that is so sad, isn't it? I had a teacher say to me one time, "One thing I hope to accomplish this year with my students is to teach them manners." It used to be that mom and dad taught manners because you were at the table or you were getting in the car or you were wherever you were. Mother and dad were watching and teaching. At the time she made the statement, I said, "Jesus, help me to speak on that subject someday." So today, maybe we can learn some things together, and maybe I could give you just a little bit of a push, I hope so, so that you can make a difference in a child's life, and you can teach them some good manners. And today, it's so easy to make excuses for rude behavior. Common courtesy is seemingly tossed out the window with fast food bags. Believe it or not, it's absolutely amazing how many times I've had to go out in front of my house, pick up fast food bags that were thrown out of a car window, plus beer cans and all kinds of papers. Little do they realize how much trouble that makes for me. This last week, I picked up a beer can, and it had some left in it, and I got it all over me. And I thought, how disrespectful. Whoever threw that out the car window or truck window, really did they realize how much work it causes me to have to go pick it up and take the chance of having it spill all over and make me uncomfortable? Yes, it's happening. Even though it's against the law to throw trash out of our windows on the roads. Why is this happening? Well, I believe we lost our manners when we became lost in ourselves. In a typical home, one of the kids is on his cell phone. Another is online talking with their friends. Dad's on his BlackBerry and mom is watching TV. You see, the family is not making heart connections because they are so focused on themselves. Families today need to reconnect with manners. When we teach our children to be well-mannered, we are teaching them to focus on others. We are also teaching them how others feel and what others need. Good manners is thinking of others. That's why I read that portion of scripture which says, show proper respect to everyone. The people who throw trash on my lawn are certainly not thinking of me or others. You see, it's all about respect for other people and to put their needs first. I'm going to make a bold statement. If you instill manners in your children right when they're young, you will raise them to reflect the image of Jesus. That's right. He always did right. He always did the thing of thinking of others. Scriptures tell us in Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Isn't that a good one? When children are taught manners when they're young, they become respectful of adults and even their playmates. Let me visit about some four instances. Your child goes to a friend's house for a meal. How do they act? When the plate is served or the bowls or food is served, he says to the host, "I don't like that yucky stuff." Oh my goodness, how terrible. That child should have been taught to at least take a spoonful of whatever was served and be thankful. What about your child that's involved in a baseball game? Yes, he's the superstar, but he misses the ball and has a strikeout. He throws that bat in anger and injures another player. Ouch. What do you do about it? Do you teach him manners in baseball? I hope so. You go to the grocery store and your child screams and insists on having some candy and makes a scene. Think about it. Do you comply with the crying, or are you teaching him that he can't always have what he wants? Ooh, ouch. You never insist on your child saying thank you for whatever is done for him or her. Oh, my goodness. My children never got a cookie or anything until they said thank you. And they sit at the table and they say, pass the bread. No, you teach them to say, would you please pass the bread? Eating their meal like it was their last meal on earth and then leaving the table to do their own thing before the others finished. Ouch. No, teach them to sit there and visit with everybody. How about slurping their food and drink for attention, making a scene? I don't like that, and slam the plate on the floor. Ouch. Shall I list more? I know every parent wants their children to be polite and to have manners at all times, but, excuse me, living in this busy and heavy schedule, lack of time to do the teaching has really left us with many children really not knowing what to do. It's time to slow down and connect with your family and take time to teach some of the nicer things that will not only bless them, but reflect the image of Jesus. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.